All right, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and today we have Patrick Mullineaux with us, and the reason we're talking on the phone today, Patrick, how are you doing today?
How you doing? Great, Tim.
Good.
You?
I'm doing well. The reason we're talking on the phone today, Patrick is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He has six locations in the Pittsburgh area, and as we've all read on FloorDaily.net, Presents Carpets just recently has gone out of business. And I thought the listeners to our website might like to hear from Pat a little bit about, you know, what some insight he can give us on Presents and on the and just generally the business in Pittsburgh. So, Pat, tell me with the Presents, how many locations did they have?
Presents had 10 locations, but what was misleading is their locations were larger, and they were doing, I think, in 2006, their final full year, they did about $16 million with those 10 locations. But those 10 locations comprised of about 140 or 150,000 square feet of space. So their sales per square foot were probably just a little over $100 a square foot, which, you know, really isn't really all that impressive, and it's a very high cost structure, which is one of the things I think that hurt them.
And as we have read some of the news, there was a ownership transfer about 2 years ago. And the people that were running the operation were fairly new in the business. Is that right?
Yeah, they were. And I think that those guys really tried to do the best they could. But I think that I think ultimately, and this is just my editorial opinion. I mean, I don't really know this for sure, but I have a pretty strong sense that I think the issues there were really more business model issues. I think in the heyday, my understanding, and actually was in today's paper when they interviewed the former owner, Sam Prezant, in his heyday, he was doing $25 or $30 million a year. I mean, he really owned the market and did a great job. I mean, it was an incredible operation. That was probably in the mid-90s. And then I think when he sold it, they were down to about $16 million. And I think that ultimately, you know, really what it boils down to is in this industry, with the advent of the big box stores, you know, if you don't change your model and you don't have a customer satisfaction centric model of operation, I just think that you're just not going to survive. And I really think that's really what hurt them. And I think that the issues were there even before these owners took over, because the culture was not a culture of customer satisfaction. You know, it was a culture of same old way of doing things. And let me give you an example, Kemp. So they did, say, $16 million in their final full year of business. And we were doing at that time, I think it was 2006, we were doing about $14 million, so just maybe about 10% less. But when you went on the Better Business Bureau website under the old ownership of Prezant, they had 52 BBB claims, Better Business Bureau claims. We had just two claims. So they did 10% more business, but they had 2,500% more claims. So I just think that it's that old model that worked in. Did I lose you?
No, we're here.
So there?
I'm sorry.
Okay, I got bumped in here on my line. But so I think that's what happened. I think that the culture was really not a customer satisfaction culture, and it hurt them, you know.
So the well, another thing that I noticed is, you know, when we got the news and I looked to the subscriber list for Focus, these two new guys had never subscribed to our magazine, Mark or Rob, and so, you know, that had to have been an issue right there.
It may be. There you go.
Now, let me ask you this. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is I think what you're doing is very noble, and I want to make sure everybody that hasn't picked up on this hears about it. But apparently, you know, the custom in this business, as many people know, is come in and buy a floor, and you put one third down, and then, you know, they go out and measure and take care and schedule you and everything. And so, all of these consumers in the Pittsburgh area that have put a deposit down on flooring, you're coming back now and saying that you're going to honor that deposit and supply the flooring for them. I think that's fantastic, Patrick.
Yeah, well, basically, one of our big concerns all along with this, when we kind of had a sense that where this whole situation was going, our big concern was that the industry would get a black eye. And, you know, I'm like most of these dealers out there. If you're in the flooring business, you don't have time to watch the news. That's what I say. You're working all the time. And I hadn't seen any news reports. So at Christmas time, we were sitting around. This was Christmas 2 days ago. We were sitting around and at the table and talking, and some of my relatives mentioned these news articles about, you know, Prezon's customers not getting their goods. So I'm like, wow, that's interesting. So I went home that night, and I looked on the Internet, and I pulled up some of these clippings and one of the videos, and I just really felt, wow, this is something that we need to do. I mean, we need to take advantage of this opportunity to really get rid of this black eye that this situation is giving the industry. So I sent an email literally to all the news stations and all the newspapers and told them that what we would do. Actually, we had talked about this. My sister, my brother, and I had talked about this previously. But what we were planning on doing was offering these customers a credit of their deposit. So if they gave up to, say, one-third of the order in deposit to Prezon, we actually are still doing that today. We're doing it pretty much all week. We're selling them the jobs at our best available pricing, which is right now we're offering a 25% off discount. In addition to that, we are giving the customer a credit for up to a third of their order at Prezon if they gave Prezon a one-third deposit. So basically, you know, we aren't really going to make any money on these deals. We'll be lucky to break even.
Right.
But ultimately, we feel it's the right thing to do for the industry. And also, quite frankly, it really helps us build goodwill in the community.
And I guess, you know, with Pittsburgh having, you know, one less flooring option, you know, you stand, especially, you know, since you're taking care of these people, you know, you stand to do okay as far as them going out of business.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's kind of bittersweet because I got to know a lot of their employees. And some of these, they had some great, some of their employees were really good. And I feel bad, and they were let go right before Christmas. But what I share with I had my salespeople together. We have, you know, 50 salespeople. I had them together a week or two ago for a meeting, and I said, you know, what happened to Prezon could have happened to us and still can happen to us if we aren't on top of our game, if we aren't watching everything very closely, if we aren't engaged with customer service, if we aren't executing properly, the same thing can happen to us 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 years down the road. So it's kind of bittersweet, you know. I mean, and it just really reminds you that you really need to always be on top of your game and engaged with your business.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I think when every time we see the economy take these little dips in, you know, what, these 7 or 8 year cycles, it's a time when the folks that aren't really on top of their game have to fight to survive.
And, you know, I want to make a comment. I've been, you know, talking to you for years and your magazine and before you, Frank O'Neill. And one of the things I really feel strongly about is the independent dealers are literally handing this business to the box stores. The box stores do not give good service. They don't treat their customers right. But so many customers buy there because at the end of the day, they aren't getting much better service from an independent. So why should a customer buy from an independent and pay a little more if he's not going to get any better service than he'd get at a box store? And that's exactly, in my opinion, you know, what happened with the Prezon situation. They really weren't giving better service than somebody would have received at the home centers, but they were charging a little more money. So that's my advice to those people.
That's fantastic advice. The secret to success, then, as an independent flooring retailer, is to pay attention to the customer and give them better service than they can get at the box.
If they give them better service than they can give at the box, that's one part. But the other part is, you really should be able to justify charging more money than the box stores. We are always going to be higher than the box stores, and we don't apologize for it. We tell the customer, we say, look, you can pay $4,000 for this deal to Molino, or you can pay $3,500 and deal with Home Depot. Or I shouldn't say any names, but scratch that from the record.
They could
pay less money and deal with a box store. But they aren't going to get the level of service they're going to receive from Molino, period.
All right, that's fantastic. Well, listen, I appreciate you spending time with us today, and best of luck in Pittsburgh as all this shakes out. And what a great thing to do around the holidays as far as helping these consumers out that gave money to a store that's no longer in business. So.
Well, you know, Kemp, that's what Christmas is all about,
that's
you know, and it was just perfect timing, quite frankly. So. Okay?
All right. Appreciate it, Pat.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.